Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you, welcome. This is your Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you and you, and call a friend and tell your friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our total effort here, as always, without you, we're not going to be successful as God has blessed us to be, because the Bible said that two or three that agree, there he would be in the midst. So we need two or three of you to call in, or more, amen, and share your opinion about the subject of this program, amen. Do birds have faith? Do birds have faith? Amen. We'll be talking from the book of Matthews and many more scriptures that we'll be opening up through this program. Amen. So call a friend and tell a friend that God bless you. And hey, listen, my friend and my co-workers, and guess what? Amen. We're here again. Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We're getting ready now to go into prayer for those that are sick, for those that are whatever situation that you're going through. Amen. Call and let them know. Amen. We'll be joining in a prayer for the sick, the shut-in, those that are going through trials and tribulation. Amen. To ask God to come in and be with us. Amen. And you're calling to dial 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You can call in, and we're, as we calling and touching and agreeing, in the next two or three minutes, you might have a friend or relative. We're going to wait. Amen. We're going to have a prayer of agreement, calling, and let them know about the prayer getting ready to take place. And we'll be always, you can always call in and ask for prayer into any of the subjects that happens, amen, here on Doctrine of Truth. Amen. We'll be glad to continue to pray for that person, and it's for you. Amen. There is no bad answer. There's no answer to be examined. We just have you to call and share your opinion, because we are working from the ground roof level, and that is where we're trying to run a program where anyone can come in to discuss a subject matter to get understanding. The Bible says get wisdom, but all I getting, get understanding. Proverbs also said, out of the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So when you get two or three people from different areas of the United States are calling in and giving their opinion, amen, their truthful opinion on a subject, amen, and what God has been leading you through, directing you, you get confirmation from that. And that's why we always ask callers, and men and women can call in and give their opinion, amen, or their experience, or their testimony, and they will be, you can get confirmation of what God is leading you to do. And you have strength and understanding, amen, that, okay, I'm ready to do this now, because I know these people don't know me, and it had to be the moving of the God. Amen. So we can get ready to pray now. Amen. And we're praying, amen, that God will bind loose any disease and the sickness. Well, Heavenly Father, we pray right now, according to your word, Matthew 16 chapter and the 18th verse. We thank you for whatsoever you say we bind on earth, we'll be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth will be loosened in heaven. O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we bind Satan, evil spirits, the witchcraft and wickedness, demonic lying, tormenting spirits, strong men, along with evil principalities, powers, and rulers of wickedness in high places. including their works, their roots, their fruits, their tentacles and links, including any spirits and strong men of doubt, unbelief, Leviathan, pride, anger, rage, strife, deception, self-deception, confusion, self-confusion, divination, Jezebel, accusation, familiar spirits, delusion, self-delusion, unforgiveness, witchcraft, and unwilling sins. Lord, you said in your word, whatever we bind, and Lord, we bind it in heaven and in earth. And Lord, we also, okay, Lord, that we ask you to loose all of these demonic spirits, amen, strong men, and everyone have prayed today, every organ in their body, for every cell in their body, and every gland, muscles, and ligaments, bones in our bodies, from our homes, property, marriage, cars, trucks, business, ministry, objects, workplaces, finance, our pets. Lord, we loose it in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we loose them where Jesus send your word, Lord, and we bind things that are happening that will stay bind in the name of Jesus. And, God, through your blood, through the blood of Jesus, Lord, we stand. Oh, God, we stand and we stand on your word, according to Matthew 18 and 16 chapter. Oh, Heavenly Father, according to the 91st division of Psalms, as well as Matthew the 6th chapter, oh, God, send your word to all these different places. Bring deliverance to everyone that are listening, everyone that's coming together today, tonight, wherever they might be listening to this broadcast. Bring total deliverance, oh God, total freedom, total liberty, total salvation from all evil spirits, oh God, all wicked spirits, all demonic spirits, lying and perverse and unclean and foul demonic spirits. God, bring deliverance, oh God, from strong men and their messengers, and all sickness and diseases and infirmities, oh God, and affliction, infection, viruses and infections, inflammation, disorder, oh God, of any of the body of their cells, glands in our bodies, and every organ in our bodies, abnormal cell, radiation cells, abnormal growth, and cancer, tumors, and spasm, and lesions, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we rebuke it now in heaven and in earth. And, oh God, you give them total victory in your word, Lord, in their homes, their cars, their trucks, their offices, their businesses, their finance, their ministry, property, oh God, everything that they own, total deliverance, total victory, oh God, in Jesus' name, total victory, in Jesus' name, liberating victory. According to your word, John 16 and 23, you say, whatsoever we ask in your name, God, you do it in heaven and in earth. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, and we give you the praise. We know praise, oh, God, according to Psalms 149th division. Amen. Praise and prayer go together because it's a weapon. It's a weapon, oh, God, it's a weapon. Spiritual warfare is a weapon of spiritual warfare. And Lord, we thank you. We give you the praise and we thank you, thank you, thank you. In your son's name, Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. We're here now in this subject matter. Amen. And we're asking a question. This question of revelation came to me. Amen. Because God doesn't do anything and he doesn't put anything in his word. Amen. Not to build up your faith. It always builds your faith. Amen. God put things in his word. Amen. To build your faith. And Jesus teaches. Amen. And he used. Amen. Examples of the world. And all of God creation have a purpose. All of God creation we can learn from. Amen. We can learn from God creation. Through the Holy Spirit, he help us. Amen. He's a teacher, and he gives us revelation, and he help us to understand things more better. Amen. where that we can have strength. Amen. Paul said we don't be ashamed because we study, amen, to God's word, where we don't be ashamed. Looking at the sixth chapter of Matthew's here, and we want to take up some things out of scripture, amen, with the 24th verse of the sixth chapter of Matthew's, amen. It says now, no man can serve two masters, for neither he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You know, mammon, sometimes different definitions give. And we're looking at, amen, that was a book, that was James. And we're looking at the Amplified Version of the 24th chapter, amen, of Matthew's. And he says that no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will stand by and devour to the one and despise and against the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And he called mammon here, amen, as a deceitful riches, money, possession, whatsoever is trusted in. Whatsoever trusted in. And the point is here, amen, we want to bring a point, amen. We want to give you these four different books, Matthew's, amen. Now in the New American Standards, it says, no man can serve two masters, for he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will devote to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth, amen. The New International Bible says, no man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will devote to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Amen. We want to lay a background here. Amen. We're going to ask the question concerning, amen, do birds have faith? Amen. We want to take, amen, what God is saying here. Amen. And we know that it will be a turnaround in your life, a turnaround in your approach, amen, as a Christian, amen, just showing you that God does not take you out of the world. Of all, he asks you to renew your mind, according to Paul, to all the different systems that you had depended on through your walk with Christ. Through your walk in the world, amen. Maybe you have served money, maybe you have served jobs, maybe your job, you were wrapped up in tradition, amen, and you find yourself, amen, now learning, amen, trying to renew your mind in Christ Jesus, and you come across things that where you love God, amen, tradition says one thing and the law said something else, and here is Jesus, amen, his son, God's son in the flesh, coming to you and making it easy. He's saying, now listen, amen, I want you to observe some things, amen, that I have created, amen. Everything, according to John 1 and 1, everything, God so loved the world, amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, amen. All things was made by him. That's in heaven and in earth. That's in all things. That's Satan, animals, trees, birds, and they was made for God's purpose. Now, a child of God come into all these inheritance, and he find himself, amen, have to go back to school. You have to go back to school. Because once you begin to become a child of God, amen, as quick as light, amen, as the speed of light, your spirit become born again. You accept Christ, amen. You become born again. But because you live, amen, in this world, and the body is still here, the brain is still here, a lot of old teachings is still here, amen. And you're finding yourself, amen, in a spiritual warfare, sometimes a warfare of knowledge. Say, why God would, then the devil will always bring up, he made accusations against God because of the fact that he was kicked out of heaven. He was evicted. He was kicked out of heaven. Lucifer, son of the morning. Amen. And he was in charge of all the cherubims and music department. Amen. And he was he brought an uproar. Amen. And he tried to overthrow heaven. And he convinced a third of the host. Amen. He was evicted down here on earth. And what he brought was a lot of false doctrines against God. Amen. He thought that he destroyed heaven when he took a third, but as soon as he left Jesus, I know God, he just made another third just like that. So there's no shortage in heaven with angels. Amen. So, but the enemy came because every time he look at you, every time you say hallelujah, amen, and he said, well, I can't get you. And the same thing with Adam and Eve. He couldn't get to them, but he got to their knowledge. Amen. So here we are. Now, the devil is fighting you through knowledge. And you wonder why God will save you and bring you into a new spiritual being, giving you, making you more spiritual than you were. And you say got you a new home. But here you have to walk along, amen, in this world, just bumbling from one situation to another, catching on to this truth, catching on to that truth, not knowing about this. But you have to, amen, learn the Word of God. You have to study the Word of God. So this is what this program is about, that we all come together and share a little bit here, a little bit, amen. One person doesn't have all the truth, amen, as the Holy Spirit wrote the Word of God, and he shared the Word of God. Amen. So here, in the book of Matthew, and we're going to work down, we're at the sixth chapter, and we're working it down now. You can't serve two. Once you left one, you left the world, you say, okay, I'm accepting Christ as my Lord and Savior. Now, what is my mentality? What is my thinking now since I've become a Christian? What do I have to do? You have to study the Word of God. And you have to begin to work, amen, in Bible study, in prayer meeting, Bible schools, through righteous people, amen, and righteous living, amen, that you can understand what the Holy Spirit leading you and how you can get liberated from the old traps of the enemy, the old traps of the devil. Now, notice the 21st, 25th verse. Amen. We about finished here laying the foundation, but we're going to go right into Matthew 6, 25. Amen. Out of the King James, it says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Amplified version said, therefore I say unto you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or about your body, what you shall put on. Is life greater than food, the quality, and the body? Far above and more excellent than clothing. American Standard almost repeat the same way. Say, for this reason I say unto you, do not worry about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? The International Bible says, amen. Therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you shall eat or drink, about your body, what you shall wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothing? Look at the birds. All right, here we go. Look at the birds. In the birds of the air, they do not sow, nor reap, nor store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feed them. Are you much more valuable than they? Why do you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Now, 26th verse of the Amplified Bible said, look at the birds of the air. They neither do sow nor gather in barns, yet your heavenly Father keep feeding them. Are you much more worthy than they? Now, here is something. Here is the when God told Adam and Eve in the garden, amen, he created them and placed them in the garden, and he began to tell them about what to do and what not to do, amen. And Satan came along, and he said that, well, you know, you can be like gods. You can be like God. Now, you might not think this mentality is still within your spirit, amen, that you can be self-sufficient, that you don't need anyone, amen. But it started in the garden, and it's in your subconscious. It's in your subconscious. Subconsciously saying that, oh, if you don't get up and do this, if you don't need nobody this, you better do this yourself. That's been down in your subconscious. If you've been a stubborn, selfish person, whatever the old way of your life has been, God want to be Lord. He wants you to serve him, and he wants you to follow after him, and he want to protect you and take care of you. That's why Jesus now has gone away and prepared a place. All right. Okay, we're going to cut it short now. We're going to cut it short. Now, listen. Birds, for as a hunter look at a bird, amen, and he be out in the forest, he out in the trees, and he hear a sound, amen, the birds take off in the air. That bird is symbolizing somebody's there around, it's dangerous. So hunters look up in the air. If they're not looking for birds flying, they're looking for something on the ground. So the bird kind of signifies, okay, something here. Amen. As well as amen, as fishermen, some fishermen would go out fishing, amen, in the ocean, and they see birds diving in the water. You know, baits is around. Amen. So when people themselves, amen, they use birds to mock things because birds have a sense, amen, of survival. Amen. They wake up in the morning, they're bankrupt. Birds don't have no place to store nothing. They don't have no clothes, only the clothes and stuff they got on, what God gave them. And God instilled in them a divine sense of how to survive. God got a reason for why he wants them to move around. He's got a plan in the life cycle, amen, in the life cycle of food chain, amen. So he has a plan for them. And when Jesus implanted and teaching the Matthew implanted this revelation, amen. Look at the birds. If God can close them, amen, they don't have storage, they don't have, amen, refrigerators and this, that, and the other, but God closed them, and they move around because, amen, God made the whole world. God made the whole world, amen. So if a fire take place, amen, in a certain part of the forest, the bird have no problem moving to another forest, amen. If something happened in this part of the world, amen, during the time of the different seasons, you find birds that move to another part of the world, amen. But God have an extended in them, amen. We see things happening. We see a lot of birds on the highway, amen. We know some food has been there, something that happened, amen. So what God is saying, and we believe so, amen, that we all can talk about this, it's another step about faith. It's another step about God providing for you. If you let him have what you have, if you let him have control of what you have, amen, the Job phenomenon, the Job said, what I got, God gave it to me. If you what you have, if you release it in your spirit to God, and Matthew 7:7 start kicking in, amen, that whatever going on in this whole wide world with you, you can find an answer. We can find an answer. Okay, we don't want to go. We don't want to continue, but amen. I was looking at this and going to study and meditate on this. Amen. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Amen. You can dial 1-855 toll-free 326-2252. Amen. 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. This is going to be a help to all that saying with the storm destroyed me, my job has destroyed me, my family have destroyed me. Amen. But if you are a child of God, amen, you're not defeated. You're not defeated. You're not defeated. It's just a matter of, amen, the fastest thing that in this world is your thinking. Amen. Once you begin to renew your mind, amen, and catch the vision of the Holy Ghost give you, amen, you are not defeated. Amen. You will never be defeated, amen, if you use God's plan, amen, of Him helping you and directing you. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. If you want to share an insight that you feel be helpful to this message or someone that's listening, amen, concerning, amen, what you feel that you have been doing in life since you become a Christian and your problems have been solved or you have been getting confirmation, amen, about things going to be all right with you. Amen. Because God did not save you just to throw you away. No, no, no. He did not. The blood of Jesus did not cover you and forgiven you and, amen, and gave you a new life in heaven. And Jesus is not up there preparing a place for you. Amen. All that preparation just to have the enemy destroy you. No, 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 no. He didn't do that. He did not do that. He loved you. John 3:16 is still real. He loved you. Amen. You can dial push one on your phone if you're listening. And if you just want to say hallelujah, praise God, amen, and then hang up, that's fine too. Amen. Or you can just call a friend, tell a friend that you want to go, amen, to your computer. Amen. You want to go to www.JesusChristJCIMinistries.org. And you'll find that you can listen to, amen, to Blog Talk live tonight or today. Amen. We have a caller coming in. Amen. And we thank God the last four digits, as always, 954-4427. 954-4427. You're on the air. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop. Thank you,
yes, sir,
for the message tonight. Joy of being part of. I'm looking here at the verses you just went through, and this thing about to stop being perpetually uneasy or anxious or worried. Put our lives fully in Christ. You know, the whole idea of Christ going to the cross and our faith and belief in what he did on the cross enabled the Holy Spirit to enter into our heart. And from that, and that belief in what Christ did on the cross is what gave the Holy Spirit permission to enter into us. Before Christ went to the cross, the Holy Spirit dwelt among men, mankind. But Christ going to the cross was the finished work that enabled the Holy Spirit now to, for those who believe on what Christ did at the cross and knowing it was a finished work, then the Holy Spirit, and only then, that belief in what Christ did gave the Holy Spirit permission to enter into a person. And long as that person's belief is in what Christ did on the cross, then the Holy Spirit dwelling inside that person know of what that person's needs are and will care for that person the same way the Lord care for the birds of the air because of the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of them. Understanding that the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of you based on your belief in what Christ did at the cross enable God now to work in your life simply because that Holy Spirit covered the sin nature that man had on him when he was born into the earth.
Amen. Very good.
With that belief now, you don't have to be uneasy about anything. You can fully have confidence in, as long as your faith and belief is in what Christ did on the cross, God got you covered, and you don't have to be uneasy or worried about anything.
All right. Very good. And men and women just have to practice driving. You know, for those that are just starting out in Christ and listening, amen, or those that God is impressing in them to do something, you just have to trust God that He won't let you fail. Amen. All right, always happy to have you, amen, on the broadcast as well. Amen. Always inside knowledge, amen, experience that you have, amen, in your life, amen, that God has taken you from one level to another. Amen. Thank God for your call. And we have another caller. That's President Warren. Amen. On the phone. We're glad to have anyone else to come in. Amen. And talk about the Holy Spirit, the leading of the Spirit, because God had indwell in the birds. Amen. His spirit of survival and he used them, amen, as they traveled throughout the world. And men have learned how to use, amen, birds to identify things, patterns that they do, their habits, amen, hunters and, amen, fishermen and, amen, other things. And people can know, amen, birds are good. They work for you and they can work against you because you can be a farmer plants seeds. He has to watch the seeds because the bird is looking somewhere. You don't know where. You don't see a bird around, but you start planting those seeds. Amen. He shows up. God has an answer. He's the creator of the whole world. And we cannot just live in a community or in our environment and limit God. You cannot limit him. Amen. That's one thing I see about birds. They fly. They move. Amen. All right. We have another caller. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. And we're talking about, amen, do birds have faith? Amen. You might say, well, you know, we all have a portion. We all trust God. Amen. That's one of the things I think sometimes we love God, but when now we're getting down to Jesus, amen, sometimes, you know, the enemy creates a problem, and we have to keep that in our spiritual understanding, amen, the one that you walked away from, amen, the knowledge that you learned. You got to renew your knowledge. You got to renew your mind, amen. The quickest thing, faster than the speed of light, amen, is your thinking. Once you can see men and women walking the street, and you know, and you wonder why they out there, and they either have a problem, can't get no help, or either young men, and you talk with people, or you try to encourage the youth, and say, listen, don't do this, don't do that. But once they make up their mind to go left or right, you know, that's powerful. And the mind is a powerful tool. And that's why Paul has stressed many times in Romans 12. Amen. Renew your mind, brother. And you got to renew your mind. God got an answer for you. But it's just that system. We cannot stay in the old worldly system and listen to the world. Amen. You got to come out of the world thinking. Amen. And at the speed of light, once you say, well, I'm going to let God have what I own. So when something does happen, amen, to what you have, amen, so much in these last days, we have so much perilous time is around, amen. If it's not the weather, and storms, and then it's different wars and rumors of wars. Amen. If not germs and germs warfare, amen, we have family problems. So you can't put your life in the abundance of things. We cannot live by what we have physically. Abundance, okay, I'm successful. I'm doing very good because look at the things I have. Amen. Then here comes a storm. Here comes a flood. Here comes a layoff time. And here comes a thief. All these different pestilence in the world. And boom. I said, oh, my God. Listen what I lost. No. You gave it to God. Job said he gave it to me. And I know God will get it back for me. Amen. If you put everything in God, say, well, this is God. This is not mine. I know the Lord gave it to me. Amen. And you will be very, very, amen, free and liberated in your mind, knowing and trusting God. Amen. Because you don't serve the master, amen, of the world anymore. You serve God's master. Amen. We have an area code. Okay, area code 305, last four digits. 4271, you're on the air. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Doctor, how you doing?
Yeah, I hope all is well today. I'm listening to this subject, and I never saw it like this before, but as you was reading it, no man can serve two masters at one time. Either hate one, despise one, and give in to the other. What dawned on me there, the Lord is making a statement.
Mm-hmm.
It's a statement whereas we have to make a choice. And that's what it's all about, I think. I think that's what the Lord saved us for. That's even in getting saved, you got to make a choice. See, God loves us so much, He ain't gonna attack you and bring you in screaming and hollering. You got to make a choice. You got to surrender. You see what I'm saying? And I meant that because, listen, we might as well, amen, get hold to the truth and hang on with it. Now, he said there, he didn't say you couldn't have riches, but don't let the riches have you. In other words, he ain't demanding you take your riches. You take your riches, you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
You can keep your riches in your pocket, but just don't serve them. See, that money, especially as you was in your opening, in the light of money has power.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Yeah. You sure a drunk man, a ward of money, he'll sober up just like that.
Amen.
It has power. It has influence. And it affects people. It affects the mind. This is why we, as believers, this is what the transformation is all about, to give us a stabilization in our minds. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We know how to. We know how to sit down and eat that steak, and when we get full, the save some. I don't care how good that chocolate cake is, with the Holy Spirit in you. You understand? You know how to say I've had my fill. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So he's against us, and see that's where we come from. And I like what you were saying. We are all born in sin and shaping in iniquity. And God knows after the Lord saves us, amen, it's a lot of stuff all down in the blood need to be washed. That's why it said the blood cleanses, amen. And we confess our sins, he's just to forgive us. So I'm looking at the fact that God gave me a choice, amen. Sometimes I didn't know what I wanted, but he knows me. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just don't know how to make a decision about certain things because we, as you were saying, we don't know everything, even concerning the scripture. But if you make a choice to wait on the Lord, Lord knows he'll renew your strength. You see what I'm saying? You start getting thoughts there. Somebody said, man, where you get that from? What book you got that out of? No, no, you got it from heaven. Because God wants us, he wants us to, you say you're a man, be a man. Amen. If you say you're a weak man, just say you're strong. That's exercising your faith. That's where you make a choice. Making, faith is believing and saying it's true about what God have already said. The unbelievable things, the thing hard to receive. And you see, God said it, like the early church said, if he said it, I believe it, and that sells it. So I'm looking at that we have to make a choice. Even when you got trouble, your mind get consumed with things, like the devil brings things back to you. If not what you can't do, he brings back things to where you'll fail and cause you great disaster. And there where you were, you got to make a choice. Go to what the preacher done taught you. Pull them strongholds down. Amen.
Yes.
Rebuke the devil. He'll flee from you.
Sir.
And that sounds difficult, amen, but God is looking at us. He's waiting on us. He said he gave us the power to become sons. Amen. So this is what I'm looking at tonight. You got to make a choice, even with your money. Remember he said if you see your brother in need, you have these world's goods, and see your brother in need, and he says, and you don't share or help your brother, he says, how dwelleth the love of God in you? That's what it's all about. God's love being in you. You want a choice. You got a choice. I want to feel happy. I want joy to flood my soul. But you got to make a choice. You got to come in one with God's word. That's what I want to say, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. Always good. Always good. Amen. And what came up in my spirit as you was talking, amen, we was born, amen, and the one that taught, amen, Adam and Eve in the garden, you know, Genesis is what they call a seed, one theologian called a seed, you know, throw seeds in a bucket and they start coming up. And one of the doctrines of Satan always about covetousness, covetousness, selfishness. And a bird, if I can use this, not offending anyone that rent property and things like that, like we rented a car and we got all insurance on it and some rocks or whatever it hit it, is not that kind of responsibility I would carry in my thoughts. And I rented the car and I got insurance on it. So when I leave, amen, the insurance going to have to pay for it. So rental people. Amen. Paul said we're coming through this world. We use everything that God give us. Amen. But we can't take it with us. Job said we can't take it with us. So we have that mentality. Like the bird, when he get up in the morning, he ain't got nothing. He just start flying. Amen. If something happened to our property, we're serving God. God will give us another one. God will give us another one. Amen.
You
open up. Go ahead.
The Lord said to me one day, I was, I don't know, without a disturb or I had a heavy thoughts on my mind concerning the things I work for and perhaps I have obtained. And the Lord said so patiently and so confident, so confident. He says now, all a man's education. Okay, how long you go to school? Okay, all your abilities and your the way you do things, you might be a great businessman, and all the money that you have. He said, when you close your eyes, he said, now the question was asked, tell me what would you have then? So I had to go back to the scripture.
Yes,
you
sir.
See, only what's yes. done for Christ will last.
Yes, sir.
I don't care
yes,
what
sir.
You have. Make certain you serve God. Seek
yes,
the
sir.
Lord while he may be found, because tomorrow ain't promised to us. In other words, you got enough. You got 24 hours to find the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And guess what? You'll find out he's been looking for you a long time.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
So you don't
amen.
Have nothing after you leave this world. Only you got is what the love of God in you. That's what's going to get you up. So that's what I want to say, Bishop.
Amen. God bless you. amen. Holy Spirit, I just had this thought and say, well, what we got is in heaven now. That's why we got a mansion up there. Amen.
Uh-huh.
A mansion. No thieves, no nothing going to break through up there.
Ain't no, nobody going to break through on there.
Amen.
Right.
So we let this old house go down here. We got a new one going to.
That's
amen.
Right.
Paul was saying in 1 Timothy 6, in 7th verse, Paul was teaching Timothy. He said, "For we brought nothing into this world, and
uh-huh.
it's certain we can carry nothing out." Amen.
Out.
So we're going into that. Amen. We're talking about the birds. Amen. Trying to have that mentality of loose things. Let things go. Let things go. Amen. The Lord pressed with me, and I was going to share with the congregation starting last month and continue on. Many of us can buy and sell stuff, sell a lot of stuff around our home, and get out a lot of problems of money. Amen. You need money for this, that, and the other. And you can make your bed a little bit easier when you lay down and take some of that weight off of those. That some of you listening got so many shoes in the house, so many suits, and amen, so many cars, refrigerator. You just gather it up and gather it up. Amen. And you can let that go. You can let that go. You can let that go. You can certain things you can down. Shift, and you don't have to carry it. It's accumulating. Amen. Because you can't take it with you. You cannot take it with you. And you hear me testify many times, like when I first got saved, and amen, I brought a lot of albums from in the service all over the world, jazz albums from different groups, amen, in the army. And I got home, when I got saved, I just kept them in the chest. Amen. And one day I'm fasting and praying, and the Holy Spirit said, "Get rid of those albums. Get rid of those albums." And I could not believe. I said, "Lord, I'm not playing those albums. I'm not." He said, "Get rid of them." And knowing that God and the power of God and the love and the peace that he given me, amen. Soon I put them out on the garbage. Amen. I found a great relief in my spirit. I didn't know, but that was one of my treasures. Amen. It wasn't in heaven. It was here on earth. Amen. And I really had that treasures of things. So there might be some things, those of you listening, young in Christ, or those that are going through, say, "Well, I lost my house. I lost my job." Amen. But if you give everything to God, give everything to God, be a good steward. Say, "Lord, I'm going to give you a part of this. I'm giving you a part of this." Amen. This is yours, God. You gave it to me. If you got something that you bought, amen, God gave you, if you didn't have 5 talents, 3 talents, you got a talent. You got a talent. We might have a little time here. When God save a person, he give them a talent. Amen. And Jesus deal with money. Amen. Those talents, if you add them up, they deal with money. Amen. Some type of job through your skills, through your several ability. Matthew said in 25th chapter, your ability, your talent, your skill, God gave you a job, a career, amen. And the Holy Spirit always give his people new ideas and, amen, always encouraging them to do something to better themselves since they came into Christ. And whatever talent, amen, you have, amen, if you're bearing it, and you're wicked. God, he called one of those servants wicked. He had one talent, he buried it, he didn't want to do nothing. And God called him wicked. Amen. But if you got a talent, you got a skill, amen, that finances to help you to be better. Amen. God will help you get that job. God will help you get that, amen, that career, that education. It was God. It was God helping you. Amen. Okay, Matthews, I'm sorry, we have a caller, 954-4427. Yes, sir. God bless you.
Yes, Bishop, you know, I just want to elaborate a little more. You know, what I really focus on is this. When we fully receive what Christ did and the Holy Spirit in us, it gives us a peace. It gives us a comfort. It's like putting our bodies on autopilot. You know, I look at the navigation system, the GPS system, and it will show you, like the birds go about each day, they find the food for them. They do what God created them to do. When you fully receive what Christ did, the Holy Spirit in you gives you that peace of mind where you're not uneasy about anything. You're not worried about food or drink or clothing. That peace resonates inside of you because now your life is on autopilot. Now the Holy Spirit is in control. And you have that rested assurance within you. And that joy is on you. It's like almost like that Shekinah glory. People will look at you and know that you have a peace about you. That peace about you is that the Holy Spirit in you now got you at peace of mind knowing that you don't have to be uneasy or worried about what's going to come next or what's going to happen next. You have given up your will and allow the will of God to direct you now. So when you go about this, just like you look at your GPS system, you go down the road, it'll show you where there's food is. It'll show you where there's fuel to refuel your car. It'll show you where accidents are alongside the road. It'll show you whether the police officers are visible or hidden. It'll show you all these things because now your life is on autopilot. And in the scripture, when the scripture says, do not be anxious. Don't be worried about anything. Simply because now your belief in the Holy Spirit dwelling in you now, it's got you on autopilot. You can sit back and the Holy Spirit is not going to have anything to surprise you now or take you by surprise. Your faith now, your confidence is in the Lord and knowing that he's there to secure you and take care of you. Your mind is not on the worldly things because you don't have to be anymore. That which is good for you, the Holy Spirit is going to guide you through those things and make sure that there's nothing, no weapon forms against you. It's going to bother you simply because you have placed your will in Christ.
Let me say something here, since I know you, amen. When you had those transplants, amen.
Yes,
if I can say that,
how
was that your mind going into that? How was your thinking going into that?
God shielded me. I had no knowledge of transplant, didn't have no knowledge of what it was about. God kept me ignorant of it so that I could go through it. It was after I went through it that I understood the seriousness of it and how complicated and detailed it was. And I know that he shielded me, kept me ignorant so that I could go through it. I thought that it was a simple procedure to make a couple incisions and bandage me up. And God kept me ignorant to it so that I could go through it. And it was all because I had, beforehand, before I went in, I was totally engulfed in the Word of God. I shut off the television and got rid of the television. And for a period of 4 or 5 years, it was no television. It was just the Word and study. Because there were things happening with my body before the transplant that I never experienced before. And it was, and I just believe the only thing that's going to help me now is the Word of God. So I got rid of all the distraction to totally focus on God and His Word. And during the time that I was going through the operation and all the drug medications that was put in my body, the enemy began to use the medication to confuse me. It was only the Word that I had in my spirit that sustained me through all that medication and the surgery that I went through. I went through 8 surgeries, a lot of medication. But it was the Word that I had studied that sustained me through it all.
It's totally
the Word of God.
All right, I thank you for that. I know you, and this came up in my mind to remind our listeners, amen, what Isaiah said, if you keep your mind on me, you know, on Jesus, on His Word, I'll keep you in perfect peace. And I know there's quite many more out there can share that. Amen. That's why we memorize, we practice it. And you have to do like the birds do. Amen. Amen. We thank you, Father. We're getting ready to close out. We're not closing out, but we're getting at the latter part. Amen. That birds, they get up and they fly. That's why God gave them wings. They got feet, but they can fly. Amen. And through it, the Holy Spirit, He give us the mind. Amen. Give us the mind, a positive mind. Amen. Once we get up and start moving, and I can say maybe going down in our subconscious where the enemy always dwell, where he taught us as a baby coming up. That's why we have to train up the children where they should go. Amen. If they like it or not. Amen. We as church members and those who have the Word, we got to help our youth while they're young get that Word down in their subconscious. Amen. That God is good, that He loved them. And they don't have to take their life. They don't have to leave, amen, Christianity to serve another God. Amen. So when that bird get up in the morning, he take off. Amen. Just get down in his subconscious. He know he got a route he takes. He know where he gets some food is, some restaurants, where they throw away food, where the situation is. Amen. Same thing applied with us in Christ. We know there are certain men and women and programs and services we have to go, amen, to give us strength and give us positive outlook, amen. If you have another caller, amen, we're working ourselves down, look like we never have enough time, but amen, God, we thank God for our calls, amen, those that are listening, amen, amen. Somebody might want to ask the question, but it always comes down back to the Word of God. Amen. Paul said, renew your mind. Amen. The Word of God is a spiritual weapon. Amen. It's a spiritual weapon. Amen. It's a weapon, like Hebrews 4 say, cuts. Hebrews 4 say, the Word of God is powerful, quick, and cut between the marrow and the bone. Hebrews 4 and 12. And it helps the mind. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. It's a weapon. It's a spiritual weapon. Amen. Tithes, amen, given to God. God said, I rebuke the devourer. And he said, prove me. Amen. That many times you ask God and wrote in his words, and now you prove me. It's a spiritual weapon. Amen. And there's another weapon sometimes we overlook. Psalms 149. Amen. Amen. Praising God, amen, is a weapon. Amen. David. Amen. When we begin to praise and sing praises to God, amen, the devil be reminded where he been and what he lost, amen. And that's a spiritual weapon. Paul and Silas used both of them. Amen. Nothing wrong with pray, but every now and then say, hallelujah, praise God, where you can. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you, oh God. You say, where two or three touch and agree. And Lord, we're in agreement tonight to those that are listening today, whoever they be listening. Oh, God, that you would give them the insight and the revelation, hey, God, that you would renew their faith, oh, God, that they will, amen, they will get up like wings. They will get strength, amen. They'll rise up, amen, on the positive. Take all the negative and make it positive, amen. Whatever they've done negative, amen, we rebuke that spirit, amen, that negative spirit and that spirit of schism, amen, that spirit that try to turn them away. amen, they would return from it and go the positive way. They return from Satan. Amen. Lord, we ask you right now for your power in the name of Jesus. Strengthen these thy people. And from this day and evermore, amen, renew their faith. Renew their faith. Strengthen their faith. Heal and deliver. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. According to your word, we pray amen and amen. God bless you. Until next time, www.jciministries.org. God bless you.